Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1388 in the writing is Shin number 54540, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we recently spoke about the case of where one is eating a muffin. We're middle of actually the halachas of Kadima Bebrachos, priority in Brachos, but every so often, I just want to explain, we have sometimes a person asks a question, which I think is very negeil amais at certain times. And it's something that should be discussed that, I think many of us are, you know, don't have it straight or it's very good for a review. These are things which come up all the time. So we were talking about the case of a muffin. Somebody ate less than a kazayis in the house or more than a kazayis in the house. Then they went to the car, how to work. And these are things which come up all the time. So we recently spoke about the case where the muffin, the mazonos muffin, like I just mentioned, the kazayis and so on. So one part of the question was they ate the kazayis under a 4 minute period, in their house, right? That was one part of it. The other part was they didn't eat the kazayis, where they ate it more than the 4 minute period. But assuming for argument's sake right now, they ate the kazayis under a 4 minute period. So they established a place. Now officially there's no machine and makim when they leave and they go somewhere else. They would continue eating the same muffin in the car, right? They ate the kazayis under a 4 minute period. They established a place. Now they want to go to the car. So we mentioned in that share, a short while back, that as long as one had in mind to continue eating in the car, right? I make the bar minim zonis in my house. I have in mind to continue eating the muffin in the car. I ate a kazayis under a 4 minute period, established a place. Now I could just continue. They would be allowed to continue eating the muffin in the car without making a new bracha. The halacha is even if one did not have in mind to continue eating in the car when they made the original bracha. Okay, so I just want to, that part I want to clear up. Because we spoke about the fact that they would be allowed to continue eating the muffin in the car without a new bracha, as long as they had it in mind to continue eating. But we do want to keep in mind that halacha is even if one did not have in mind, in other words, what we call quote unquote stam bracha. They made a bracha, they didn't have in mind, they will continue, not continue, they didn't have in mind not to continue, okay? So they didn't have a mind to continue. They just made a bracha. They weren't mazonos. They weren't even aware of the fact that they might be going to the car. They ate the kazayis under a 4 minute period. So the halacha is even if one did not have it in mind to continue eating in the car when they made the original bracha, they still would not have to make the bar minim mazonos again in the car. So as long as they did not have a mind not to continue. In other words, when I made the bracha or I'm eating the muffin and I have in mind, okay, I ate half the muffin, I'm done. For now, I'm done. That's it. I close the bag. I'm finished. That's it. Now I tell myself, oh, you know what? I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I'm going to go to the car and eat more. Now you would need a new bracha. You would need a new bracha even in the house, not even in the car, but even in the house, because that's what we call Mesiach Das. I stopped. I'm finished. Done deal, right? There's some place can say that you have to do an action, like I close up the bag. I'm finished. Now 5 minutes later, decide, oh, you know what? I'm still hungry. I'm going to start eating again the muffin. So in that case, whether it's in the house, whether it's in the car, one would have to make a new mazonos. So, but the bottom line is, as long as they did not have a mind not to continue eating in the car, they would still be able to continue eating in the car with the same bracha. The reason why we mentioned having a mind, we stressed the fact one should have a mind, is because it's always better to have a mind. L'chatchila, that's the right thing to do when making an original bracha. You make a mazonos, and you know you'll be going to the car. If you know you'll be going to the car or towards somewhere else or whatever, and you want to continue eating over there, what should be done? Is have in mind when you make the mazonos that I'm going to continue eating the muffin in the car, or I'll eat it somewhere else, right? Because of the fact that it's in conjunction with bread. We spoke about bread also. L'chatchila, when you're going to be changing places, l'chatchila, when you make that moiti, you should have in mind you'll be going changing places in the middle of your suda. Bidiyaved, you didn't, right? If one did not have in mind due to the fact that, therefore, due to the fact that it's a mazonis, and the mazonis really has the same halachas, according to many paiskim, and that's how we paskin, the mazonis has the same halachas as the hamotzi in conjunction with the halachas of Shinoi Makim and changing place. So therefore, in the case above, one would be allowed to continue eating in the car, even though they did not have specific intent to continue eating in the car. It was just, again, what we call a stam bracha. It would still be okay, as long as one did not have a mind to stop eating, at which point they would need a new mazonos. But as long as it was, whether they had in mind, which is the best thing to do, or they just made a stam bracha, and then they just, in the middle of their eating, they decided to go to the car and continue eating, the mazonos would continue on into the car. into the car, they would not need have to make a new mezonos because of the fact that there is no shinoi makam, because of the fact you established the place by eating kazayis, b'chdei chiles pras, under a 4-minute period. Thank you for listening. Atzalach and bracha kol tuv.